Okay, learning a piece now from the Tosha Rebbe Zatzal on Parshas Vayera. And the way that the Torahs are set up, the structure is that he begins by asking several questions. He gives a yesod that answers all of the questions and then explains practical tips and etzas and chizik in our avodas Hashem. So he starts off with the first pasuk of the Parsha. Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei mamre, v'hu yoshe pesach ha'ohel kechom hayom. So Hashem appears to him in Elonei Mamre. So the question is, why does it say Elav? Why don't you tell us by name that Hashem is appearing to Avraham? Like, we go back one parak, the first pasuk in parak Yud Zayin, Vayhi Avram ben Tishim Shan of Atesha Shanim, Vayera Hashem el Avram. Vayomre Elav, Ani Kel Shakai, Hisalech Lefane, Vayhi Samim. So there it says Avraham's name, and here it doesn't use his name, it just says the word Elav. That's his first question. The next question he asks later on, in a few pesukim later, pasuk ches, vayikach chema v'chalav uben bokar asher osa vayitein lifnehem v'hu omed aleihem tachas ha'et v'yochelu. So when talking about the food that Abraham gives to his guests, malachim, who looked like human beings, he took cream, he took milk and a calf, which he made, and he put them in front of them, and he stood over them, underneath the eights, the tree, and they were eating. So Rashi Kodesh brings down that Ben Vakar Asher Osa. So Asher Osa means Asher Tikain, which he prepared, he made for them. Kama Tikain, he would prepare it a little course of the meal. Amtiv Aisukam Aihu, and then he would go and he would bring that and place it down in front of them. So what's Rashi adding? What does it say? Asher also, so he made, so Rashi comes and tells Asher Tikain, that he prepared. What do you need to come and add that for me? And in connection to this, talks about the Gemara, or the Medrash actually, in Parshas Yisro, says that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to get the Torah on Har Sinai, so the Malachim didn't want to give the Torah over to him. So Hashem did a special miracle, and he makes the face of Moshe look just like the face of Avraham. And he says, look, aren't you embarrassed? You ate in his house, and now you don't want the Torah to be given down? So what does that mean? Moshe wasn't zoch on his own to get the Torah? They have to change the face of Moshe to look like Avraham? So it sounds like that they really ate there. But Rashi points out that the end of it says, Vayochelu, Niru kimo sha'ochlu. It just looks as if they ate. They didn't really eat. So what is it? Did they eat? Did they not eat? And what in the world does this mean that Moshe's face has to be changed to look like Avraham? So with these questions, he begins by explaining that we have to understand first there's a fundamental difference between the nevuah of Moshe on the one hand and all of the other nevi'im. That when in Parshas Bahaloscha, when Aaron and Miriam are criticized for thinking that they're on the same category, the same level as their brother Moshe, so he says, no, we have a totally different type of relationship, an aspaklaria me'ira, that there's a clear looking glass. All the other Nevi'im had to be asleep, had to fall down. Moshe stands up and is dead. Why? Why was Moshe able to do that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu totally had refined his guf. Moshe's his body, the chumrius, the physical presence of that didn't separate anything. And he reads, that's the deeper pshat, and says in the beginning of Parsha Shmos, Shal Nalecha Me'al Raglecha, to remove your sandal from your feet. So that's seen to be symbolic of a removing of the physical body. Moshe's physical body was removed from him, so to speak. Obviously, he was a human being, of course. But the physicality didn't present an obstacle to his receiving Ruchnius, to his connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his Nevuah. So, with that, we understand what happened. At this point, in Chumash Bereishis, Avram Avinu has just gotten the mitzvah of Mila. And his name is changed from Avram to Avraham. The hay that's added represents the five organs that had yet to be perfected and now had achieved Shlemus. So, in this point, Avraham had completely sanctified his entire physical presence. So therefore, there was no longer a separation to that. There wasn't a separation to who Avraham was. And if there's no separation, so then he doesn't have to appear to him by using the name. The name is the shorsh of one's neshama. But since Avraham had fixed that already, so now we could just say Elav to him, to the entire totality of Avraham as he was, because his guf was completely refined at this point. the Tosha Rebbe brings from the Arizal that the shorish of one's neshama is in the name. So when it seeks, when it, the Chumash tells that he's speaking, Hashem is speaking to someone's name, it's speaking to the shorish of their neshama. But in the absence of the name, so therefore that means that Hashem is speaking to him in his totality. That's why Avram Avinu's name did not have to be mentioned at the beginning of this week's parsha. It's interesting that the Arizal brings the person, the parent, gets a Ruach HaKodesh, that they're, by before they name their child, they give the exact same name that that Neshama had by the Kiseh HaKavod. That, you know, if a person once came to the Chiddushi Harim, and they asked him, Rebbe, what should we name our child? So the Rebbe wouldn't tell them. He says, I don't want to take away your Ruach HaKodesh. You have such an unbelievable opportunity here. I don't want to rob you of that. A friend of mine, the Skver Chosid, was Mechabed, the Skver Rebbe, Shlita, with, by naming his child. So I told him, what about the Chiddushi Harim? What about your Ruach HaKodesh? So he told me without missing a beat, my Ruach HaKodesh told me to ask the Skar Rebbe to name my child. Okay, back to the story. Once Avraham Avinu has now totally converted his body, he not only is his body, but it means all types of physical existence, Avraham Avinu can convert. All of the Gashmias takes a tzura, a new form of Ruchnias. So what's happening here? Avram has visitors. He knew who they were. Malachim, angels, were no strangers in his house. As we saw at the very end of last week's Parsha with Hagar. Hagar didn't get alarmed, didn't get scared or nervous. Manoach did when a Malach came to him, but Hagar didn't. She was so used to it. Four Malachim came and she was so frequently seeing them, she saw them in Beis Avram. So, see, she knew what a Malach was. Avram here knows that these are Malachim. And that's why he goes and prepares a special food for them. Asher osas, asher tikain, says Rashi. He was Masakin. He put special tikkunim into the food itself. And with these tikkunim, Kunim made by Avraham, that the Malachim themselves were able to have a special hasagas. They were able to achieve and to understand certain things that wouldn't have been able if it had just been a regular gashmiya stick of food. What Avraham put into them was a special ability. A person should realize that they have the ability to affect physical objects. When a mother's making lunches for her children, going to yeshiva, the davening, the tefillahs, that they should be matzlich, she puts that into the food. You can't get that in the cafeteria lunch. You can only get that from mommy at home. So this is what he's explaining, that there was a greater revelation of godliness that came about through the special food that Avram prepared for them that the malachim couldn't have achieved on their own. And that's why it says, yes, they really did eat. It's not a steer. They did eat the food of Avraham. And in that zechus, they understood now that there was more to be gained by that. There's more of a light that can come from darkness than a light on its own. The darkness means from this world that Avraham elevated and refined it and brought it out. In that point, the Malachim were now embarrassed. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, they don't want to give the Torah to him. Hashem turns Moshe's face to look like Avraham. Look what Avraham did. Look how he refined himself, his goof. Look at the food that you ate and you achieved a greater madrega. The Malachim had a greater madrega. So therefore, the Malachim couldn't have any argument to stop and withhold the Torah from giving to the Klal Yisrael. And the Rebbe explains, the Tosh Rebbe tells us that that's the tachlis of why we're in this world. That our avoda in this world is to work on refining ourselves. To take the physical body we have, to take the physical desires we have, our drives, and to channel them and to elevate them to Ruchnius. And that's what Avram represents. Avram has the Mila. Mila is the final completion of Avram's guf. He gets 248 Evarim are now completely sanctified. And he brings this idea of Mila is connected to the concept of Yesod, of Shmiras HaBris. Bris is the Gematria 612. That what it means is that the other 612 mitzvos become possible after a person has the Mila. Once you're showing me this particular prat, then the bris can come with that as well. That's what explains the bracha, the good wishes, the tefillah that we give at a bris. Kishem shenichnas the bris. Now that you've had a bris, because the Torah, the chuppah, the masim tovim, everything else can follow. But everything is in this mida of yesod, which is called kol in the svarim. Because everything hinges upon this, for good or for the opposite. The Rebbe brings the Gemara in Erevin, Yud Tesamad Aleph. Ki Avram Avinu Yoshev al pischo shel Gehinnom, umisha nimol einu maniach likan isham. So anybody who has the bris mila, Avram stops them and doesn't let them go into the Gehinnom. Chutz min man de pogam bris, shemach mazeh nimshecha or loso. Except for those who were not careful in this particular inyan of Shmiras HaBris. He earlier quotes him as Zohar, says, Koman de nota bris kedisha ki ilukim araisa kedisha kula. By being shomer on this particular area of bris mila, one is ki'ilu, as if they kept the entire Torah. So we see that that's so important, that the stories that we have of Avram are not merely stories, you know, in the sense of events that happened, but it's to tell us that the Yesod, because we're the Bonim of the Avos, Maisa Avos Sin on the Bonim, and just like Avram Ravina was Zoich to this, we have to have a Yegia, and we have to be able to touch and to follow in their ways as well. And he continues to explain the way to achieve this, which is a theme throughout the Rebbe's talks, is through davening. That it's the way that we come to it. And he quotes that a person who doesn't have a warmth to their davening, that they go through everything by routine, in a cold, mechanical way, that's a sign that everything else they're doing also, even the Torah that they're learning, is not really on the level. He brings from the Baal HaTanya that when you want to call somebody by name, that creates a connection to them. You want to connect them. So you call them over, hey, Yitz, hey, Chanala, whatever it is, you talk to them, you call them by name. But if you don't call out by name, that is a very difficult way to make a connection with that person. Hey, you, come over here. So it's not the same level as when you call them by a name. Name means a relationship. And we know that's what it says, Haya Kore B'Torah. When we're Kore B'Torah, when we're calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come close to us. That Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagoyda Lilkenu, the Shem Hashem, it's the name of Hashem, by learning Torah, and there's a closeness that comes to us. We have to daven that we should be able to. The only way to get to that level of Torah becoming close to us, becoming part of us, is through davening. And if a person davens with kriyos, with a coldness, then it's a simon that the rest of their Avodas Hashem is not on the level either. But Yitzhar will try to come to a person and say, hey, what are you working so hard on your davening for? What do you care so much? You're learning. You're saying Chidush Torah. You're the sharpest guy in Shir. You ask the Kashas. You ask the Gis Terutzim. You have it all. You know all the pilpul. So the Yitzhar will leave a person alone. He says, look, as long as I have him not davening, it's fine. He thinks he's satisfied. He thinks he's a Yotzi because he's davening well. He says, no. The Terutz says you have to examine and take a good look at oneself to understand, are we davening correctly? Do we have a set time for waking up in the morning? Do we have a Seder before we even get to the davening? Is it in a makom kavua? Is it in a zman kavua? From the beginning to end, are we careful not to talk, not to speak at places where certainly when it's not even allowed to speak, we shouldn't have hefzik. But even those places where technically me'ikar hadin, one could talk bein gavra legavra. But to be careful that we're not on that. So he brings a interesting quote. He says like this. A person could look and say, hey, okay, so I'm not so great, but I'm better than the guy next to me. Or in my shul, yeah, okay, so there's a little bit of talking, but I can give you three or four other shuls that are much worse than I am. It's much worse than us. So says the Rebbe, Terutzim ke'ela, diburim shel hevel heim. These are empty words. It's an empty excuse. Ki adam tzarech lishmor v'lasos ma shakodesh baruch hu tovei mimenu. A person has to guard and think, what exactly is Hashem asking from me? Ve'im hu einim ispalo kiroi. And if I'm not davening correctly the way Hashem wants me to, hari mitzares habori baruch hu yitz, that's crawling a pain to Hashem kaviyochol. Umar yarviach l'akodesh baruch hu mizeh sh'achir mezalzlim b'tefil yoysim imenu. What benefit is it to Hashem that other people are worse in davening than I am? I'm not doing what Hashem wanted from me. So that's an empty, meaningless justification, says the Tosher Rebbe. In this zuchus of working and trying to improve our tefillah, we should be zoiche to have a real kinyan in Torah, to become shas yidin. We have to be very careful about the way we daven. We have to remind ourselves what the tachlis of coming into this world is to refine it, to work on ourselves, to overcome the taivis that we have, certainly in physical areas in general, and in the area of Kedushas HaBris particularly. And in that zechus, we should be zoiche that the tefillos that the avos set up, we should be zoiche to the Geula Shleima b'mehera b'yameinu.